Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cave School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me, we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everyone.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
I almost called you Athena. I always fuck it up. Question of the day comes from Natalie today. Natalie, what do we have?
What's your character's favorite app?
Most commonly used app on your phone, something like that?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to go first or last?
I'll go last.
Art's his name.
Most commonly used app. Uh-oh, Mike has something.
Yeah, because I'm literally looking at it on my phone. Not for you, for sale.
Yeah. I'm almost thinking that it's gotta be some sort of music app.
So what's our equivalent of like your Spotify, YouTube Music kind of thing? You get to establish it.
Or you take something that did exist and isn't really popular anymore, it just got way bigger.
True, you could totally do that.
Shazam?
Shazam isn't a music app in itself.
It was music identification originally.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, too.
What is that song?
Yeah. I love Shazam. It's still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got bought out by, like, three different companies.
Oh, yeah.
I literally have a button that says Shazam it. Like, in my... It's auto Shazam in my, like, settings. I think Samsung might have bought it.
Yeah.
Or Google for Android.
Somebody bought it.
Yeah.
And then somebody bought them. And then somebody bought them.
So,
Battlescribe?
Oh.
Okay, so Sal's answer is Battlescribe.
Or some equivalent.
It's okay, you can say Battlescribe. The person abandoned it. It's literally just there for the ad money right now. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Art? Something, you think of something music related? Is it music making related, or is it music like a garage band type thing?
Yeah, more garage band type thing.
Or like,
underground music.
Underground music?
Uh huh.
Okay, cool. I like it. Underground music. That's dope. Okay. Music production app. Natalie?
TikTok.
There. Alright, so you guys...
Or do we go with the, you know, something that no longer exists, but now, you know...
Vine?
Yeah.
It's Vine.
Is it Vine?
It's Vine. Vine never left this universe.
All I could think of is the Spider-Man comic where Pete and Gwen Stacy are sitting there after a battle or whatever. It's like, I miss Vine.
Anyway, so you guys, when last we left off, you were you're kind of you're traveling with Yusuf. Who wants to do the recap, or would you like me to do it? Because
you were already on it.
I'll do the recap. So beginning of the last episode, Yusuf taught them how to drive their sandboat. I believe that if I remember right, Sal and Athena took to it like fish to water, and Chris almost killed them twice. Before he finally caught on, despite him having the best casting set, so he should have had no problems. But with our dice rolls, we all know how that went. So then he took them on a tour along the Great River, which is no longer a river. It is a channel with no water.
Not even.
It's huge. It's like 70 feet deep. You know?
But it's no water. There's no
agua, you know? So, as you're going, you guys noticed that one of the temples had been broken into. You opened it up and went inside and were immediately attacked by some sort of elementals. Wind elementals, air elementals. And afterward, Yusuf freaked out and said they have to go check the Grand Temple, because if these ones are being attacked, the others might be as well. Does that sound correct, everybody?
Yes.
Perfect. Right. So you guys are on your way to the Grand Temple.
Yay.
up.
You guys are on your way to the Grand Temple.
I feel like I'm going to be in such a cheeky mood today.
As Art or as Chris?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. You guys are... I'm not using the Donjon for this. It's just too much work for podcast. I was going to use the Donjon generator for the dungeon. I'm like, that's 17 too much work for this. Just not going to do that. So you guys make your way down the river. Probably another 10 minutes, 15, maybe 20 minutes at full speed. Yusuf takes over the propulsion and just really shows you what it looks like when it opens up. As the grinder, you're maintaining the sails, Sal, and he's putting you through your paces, and you're very, very glad that you can fly, because you almost died twice. Athena, you're basically just, you're steering. You're just really praying to God that he doesn't ask you to do anything crazy, because he's leaping you over, like, you're just hitting the sides of the river as it kind of winds its way, as... He's just tearing ass.
Curb boosting.
He's curb boosting for sure.
Lord. No.
Thank you, Gray.
That's just the GTA thing.
I know.
So you guys finally make your way to what looks like a big, like almost an L bend in the river. And on that, like the inner corner, not the outer corner, there is an enormous 400 foot high. 1,000 foot wide. The only thing you can describe it is a temple. It's made out of, looks like sandstone, kind of like the other temples were, but there are tons of sapphire and lapis lazuli and other blue gems that are adorning it, and as well as there's silver, looks like metal wrapped around some of the towers. The thing is, you look at it and you can't help but be in awe of it. It's of a scale you've never seen a building besides like the Arcology in Riverside City. It's fucking enormous. Well, I'm sorry, the Arcology is like miles across, but this is a big fucking building.
Sal hasn't been to Riverside City
ever.
No, it just never came up. You guys, they went before.
Well, yeah,
I'm just saying it's they'd be like saying you never been to Chicago. Like in,
yeah, that happens.
Yes,
often.
That happens.
Right,
often.
That's not that uncommon. So yeah, you're just not from there. So yeah. But you've never seen a building this big, then, probably. It's huge. And there are, as you watch, you see tiny like sparks of energy coming off of the some of the tips of the towers where there are gems, and you see it's like frying some. They're blasting certain things, and Yusuf says the defenses are activated. There's something in the temple that shouldn't be there. And he looks at you and he says, I alone can enter through the sacred gate. You three need to go in through the front and see if you can deal with it. I'm going to try and go in through the back and make sure that the sanctum isn't touched. It will kill all of you if you try and go through the gate, as you're not blessed. He pulls down a tattoo, a huge sun tattoo on his chest. And it glows with blue light as he gets close to this place. He says, I'm going to leave your skiff here. And he pulls out like what looks like boats, but they're attached to his shoes. And then he just starts like skating across the sand. In front of you, see a 80-foot wide doorway. Notice that it is pushed in about maybe 10 feet. That's what you see.
You're first.
Not it.
Yeah. Is that your job?
It is my job.
Nose goes.
Gotta get tanky.
Well, armor up. Let's go.
You know?
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys make your way inside the tent. You guys make your way into the door. Our own perception checks as you...
How long did it take us to get here?
I think I said about an hour. Let's say it was about an hour. Okay. So if you had a short... You could short rest. You can all have a short rest. Even though you were working, you weren't, like, risking losing your hit points. They have lasted for hours and hours.
Yes, so she's still with us.
Yeah. Double your proficiency in hours. She's mm-hmm. around for 10 hours now.
Mm-hmm. So,
unless you, now here's the thing. If you banish her to summon another sibling, it won't use the same timer. They'll get a new timer themselves.
Is it D8?
And it's once per short rest, right?
No, D10.
We established it a long
time. Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at the notes.
It was supposed to grow.
Thought it was supposed to grow in time. But I thought it was always, once per day.
I think once we changed it once per short rest.
One per short rest? Okay.
Now, to be clear, you can never have two at once.
Correct.
You don't have enough energy in your body to maintain that while moving and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why when you have multiples out, you just kind of have to stay within that 10-foot space. Like, you can go to take a shit. Like, that's about it. Okay. So, roll perception checks, please. And I need to roll to see how aggressive these things are noise-wise.
One. Two. Woohoo! Three.
You said perception first, right?
Yes.
I feel like 35 is enough. We'll go with that. 35.
What?
HP. You knocked me in a fucking 13.
Talk to him.
Oh, I'm at 35. That's good enough for me for right now. I'll just roll perception.
Going into a fight.
He would make sure you were healed on the way.
Yeah.
You had a short rest. To use her hit dice.
Yeah, is my hit dice. You knocked me to 13.
You also get to add your con mod to each roll.
Which is?
How many dice?
What's your constitution?
You
18.
So you add 4 to each die you rolled.
How many dice did you roll?
3, 6, 9, 12. So that's an additional 12. Hold on.
And actually, hang on.
You add 4. So you, how many? You rolled 4 dice?
3.
Oh, so 12, yeah.
Hang on, because I think there's a bonus.
Hmm. 47. You said perception?
Yes, perception, please.
23.
So it fell, so that means I have to re-roll it, which makes me sad. Because it was 12. Plus 12.
Roll.
That would have been funny. There we go. And that's the same.
22? 10 plus 12 is 22?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who's the low guy? Who's the high guy?
Oh. My God.
Cough in your elbow.
Well, we got the high guy over here.
I rolled a 20, and Rachel got a 10.
Cool. So net 20 is high.
And then the 10 is low.
What's 10 plus what? I have it here.
Pulling it up.
She's a what? She's a brain, right?
Yes. Oh, goes to 4. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are 4?
Okay. Oh, well. Point.
What's your proficiency bonus, guys? Is it 3 or 4? Is it 4 or 5?
I thought it was 4.
4.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, so it should be
4.
And you guys are 10th level, so it should be plus 7. Because 16 was and 4 proficiency.
My proficiency is now 7?
You can peek. Over, if you want to go over.
My proficiency is 7?
No. It's not.
7, yeah. So, 17.
So 17 is the low guy so far?
23.
Okay, 17, yeah. 17 hears nothing.
22!
So, the 22s and 23s, you hear hisses? Like, you hear hisses and you hear the occasional sound of like a chisel on stone.
As an aminal person, is a hiss like a snake hiss, or is it like a bomb?
It's a very
hiss.
a very sibilant.
Sibilant.
Like a snake.
So is it
sibilant?
I start hissing like a snake.
Okay, and then with net 20 for Chris, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Chris, you hear and you have comprehend languages, correct?
Yes.
Always? Yeah. Because of the you hear in a language that you no fucking way you could speak it. You hear them saying, The temple, we've almost breached the second set of doors. Get the first set back open, you slaves.
Okay, I will let them know
a
that.
A very, very angry lady, it sounds like. What's the wrong button that... I know, right? I fucking know. I almost didn't even bother with those, to be totally honest. I legitimately didn't bother pulling up the stats for these for the slaves because they're so inconsequential in combat. But I guess if you attack them, then I have their stats up now. Don't attack the slaves. They're slaves. Anyway.
Don't attack?
The slaves.
Do not. Got it.
Unless you're a bad person, in which case do what you want to the slaves. Okay, so, but that's what you hear. And then you hear, like, the cracking of whips. And, what do you guys do?
We want to take a quiet approach, or do we just want to...
Cast without a trace.
Piss without a puddle.
Yeah. Right? I just do it instinctively. Pass without a trace. Boom. Just in case.
Second level spell slot.
Mm-hmm. Could I get some health though before if we're gonna, to go into combat?
He healed.
Oh yeah, I'll heal you.
You can use more hit dice.
I don't.
Up to 9.
Yeah, I know.
You have 10 hit dice.
I know.
Roll some more hit dice.
Okay. What?
1.
So 5.
That'll be 5. Yes.
Oh, you're gonna keep track for me. 5. 8 plus 4,
8, 9, 10, 11,
12. 12. 17. 17. 17. 9
more,
26.
40.
So that's
87.
Do I keep going?
How many? You have one die left. You have one die left. Two dies left, just use them. 8 more, so 48. And 5 more is 53.
53.
You've burned every hit die you have. So that means you have no more way to heal yourself. with hit dice. Now, you'll get back half of those every day. So...
Exactly at 100.
You guys are entering stealthily. Everyone roll stealth. Add 10 because you have passed without a trace. Would you also like to find flex your powers and make yourselves invisible?
That's fine.
Roll me an illusion power check. And is it an illusion or is it actual invisibility?
What would it be different to?
I can't tell you.
I mean, what would if I'm actually turning them invisible, would I still roll illusions?
Yes.
I would do illusion of invisibility. So that's 12 plus 13, then that's what, 25?
25, yeah.
So 25 for...
Is an invisibility or is it an illusion? That's what I need
invisibility.
To know. Invisibility. Okay.
And now I need to roll that. Because that was just stealth. 25 was stealth.
With your plus 10?
With an addition... No.
That's passed without trace because your extra plus 10 is stealth.
Oh. So then it's 35.
Yeah. So your stealth's amazing. Is this... You're going for actual invisibility.
Yeah. 8 plus 9 is 17. The number...
So, the aura, you know, usually you try and make an invisibility, you know, sphere around yourself. You've said up to 10 foot.
Yeah.
You didn't do as well on this one, so it's only going to be within 5 foot of you have that invisibility now.
Okay.
When they leave that, it won't work.
Okay.
Okay.
We stick together.
For right now, you realize that, like, it's a bubble.
Yeah.
That you've essentially invisibility bubbled. It is not greater invisibility, it's regular invisibility. So, you guys come inside, and you see what looks like, maybe 30... humanoid forms with some minor scaling on their arms, all trying to work on this massive central door, 100 foot high, 100 foot wide, 200 foot wide, just like an obscene door. This door doesn't need to be this big, but it is. And it looks like it'll actually swing all the way out and go flush with the wall. It's obviously designed to be like a grand entrance, but they have it's also almost impossible to breach because it looks like they maybe they got one open because you see that there's like scratch marks in the floor or there's like the dust has moved away or the sand, and it looks like that there's actually blood where it looks like it might have slammed shut on them, on at least a couple of them. There are two or there's four looks like. You might call them priests or cultists of some variety, who are, looks like they are like some, they're the ones who are cracking the whips on the slaves, trying to get them to get through. And then behind, and then off to the either side of the line, there are two much more heavily armored folks who are. It looks like they're giving orders to the slave drivers. What do you do? You guys, we will all, actually, we're going to roll initiative, but you guys are currently invisible, so they are going to have the surprise condition, so I have disadvantage on my initiative roll, okay? That's how that works.
Nice!
Shit, I already rolled initiative. I was trying to be fast by saving time. Okay.
27?
It's better, okay. It's much worse. I went from a 21 to a 5.
I give myself a 1.
I hate you too. That's another 5. And the last one. 16. So it becomes 18. Okay. Natalie, what was your total?
27.
Yeah, that'll be
well, 19 first. Plus 8, right? That's yes. 27.
Sal, what'd you get?
15.
Total?
Yep.
Art, what was your initiative?
5.
What's your bonus? You're the one?
Yes.
Fuck you. First. I'm gonna make you a 6 just so for my ease of use.
So, 2 is Mike?
No. 2 is actually, even at disadvantage, is my group B.
Okay. Then 3 then is... Then Sal.
Then my 9s go. I've got 2 9s, but I'll just take the one bag. And then Art.
There you go.
And then the rest of me.
I mean, do you want 6?
Okay. There's snakes. 6 and snakes. Hey, I got 2, 4, 6. Number 1. What do you do?
I pull out my bow.
That seems... You will break invisibility for everybody by when you shoot.
What?
It's
I thought I would stay within if I stayed within.
It's not greater invisibility.
It was very clear it's not greater visibility.
Oh, poo.
Just do it anyway.
We can hold action. Right.
You get advantage, and who are you shooting?
We can all shoot at once, but then you'd only get one shot.
Instead of 2.
Sorry, guys.
You get advantage because you're invisible.
Okay.
And you crit are 19s and 20s, and you real ones and 2s. No, you don't have crits are 19s and 20s. You have real ones and 2s.
Where is it? Where's that piece of paper? Okay. Hunter's mark? It's the slave person. The bad guy.
Hold on. Is it... So on either side, you've got a boss and two lieutenants on either side.
Okay. I'm shooting a boss.
On which side? Left or right?
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm right-handed. Okay. Hunter's mark.
You can do that.
Okay.
Did not cause a spell slot because you used your favorite enemy.
Elemental arrow.
Would you like to?
Sure. We'll do acid. For funsies.
I like it.
I wrote other arrows.
You have, like, your bombs, your other...
Yeah, okay. Could I do some cool illusion? Should I already do that? Should I be invisible? I already am. Conjure barrage.
Not relevant.
Okay. With bow, roll damage twice, take better. Okay. And then I'll do the minus 5 plus 10.
That's a checklist. Now, you shouldn't read that out loud every time. You should just read it to yourself. But the first time that you'll know you have a checklist now, it's not a bad thing.
Okay. Twice. That is a 14. Oops. Well, now it's definitely going to stay, isn't it? Yeah. 14 plus, what is that? 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. So plus 7?
Yeah, you hit.
Okay. And then...
you're usually plus 12 mm-hmm. with your bow?
Mm-hmm. Sweet mother. It updated.
Sweet mother.
It upgraded. It upgraded. 3 plus 6.
5, 4, 1, and 2. Makes sense.
Did you? 6, 7, 8, 9.
Sneak attack.
Plus 10.
Sneak attack.
And then 2d6.
1d6.
1d6. Up another 3.
So you roll.
I rolled a 3 plus 16.
Is 19.
19.
Plus 3 is
additional
22.
Additional 3 is 22. And then it was acid.
Now you roll that. You roll that damage twice.
This again.
You get the better. So you okay. You'll take the 22.
Okay. Did acid do anything? Like more?
Oh, you used an acid arrow. Mm-hmm. So you need to roll 3d6.
Oh. That was so not good. But 8.
8 or.
Roll oh. Again.
9. So take 9 more.
Okay. Do I feel like that worked?
Her bow gives her savage attacker. You have another arrow.
Sorry.
You do not have advantage. Your ability is broken.
I missed.
Okay. Well, how much is it? What was it?
16.
You hit.
Oh, shit.
They're wearing some armor, but it's very ornamental, less functional.
Would a 14... No, wait. You rolled 2 dice that first time. I was with advantage, right?
Correct.
So 7 doesn't matter.
So, re-rolling this?
You do not have a second elemental. You're not using your elemental bowstring twice. So
okay.
Just the d10.
6. Plus 4. 6. 7.
7 and 6 is 13. Okay.
No. There's an additional 10 on there, right?
Mm-mm.
She didn't crit.
No, but she did do the minus 5.
The first one.
She didn't say it on the second one.
Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't good on the
second one. Well, no, you don't get to decide what when you know.
I kind of figured it wasn't going to be good because I didn't have advantage.
She didn't call it. Yeah, right. Well, no, it makes sense. Okay. Would you like to do anything else? You are no longer invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You have your pets.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to send your pets to do something?
We'll send out Murph and we'll do
Ted. Or
Ted.
Chaz.
We'll do Ted. No, Chaz wouldn't do anything. We'll send those two.
Where are they going?
And they're the Fire Boys.
Also,
that's their nickname is the Fire Boys.
Also, it is official. You have bloodied that boss.
They both go to the left.
Because you shot right. Okay.
Right.
Are they going for the lieutenants or the bosses?
The boss.
The boss. Okay. He's very far away. They will not make it to him in one turn.
Okay, then never mind. I want them to go to the lieutenants on the other side.
Got it.
Or actually, no. I want them to do the boss because you said he's bloodied.
So. Okay.
So you're going to the lieutenant.
Yes.
Okay. So that would be.
No, the boss.
Can't make it to him.
Oh. Okay, lieutenants then.
Okay, so it would be C.
Murphy, 8, plus 8, and he's fire, okay?
Yep, fire is not, fire is regular damage.
16 total?
Sorry, no, they're resistant to fire.
16 total?
16 to hit?
Yeah.
You hit.
Okay.
They're resistant to fire, so give me the fire, but it gets halved.
9.
Well, where's the fire damage?
Oh. 5.
Yeah, so 9 and 5 is 4. Did you add, what's his bonus to damage?
Plus 7.
So 9 plus 7 is 16, plus 5 is 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did not like that. Okay, next.
Then now Ted.
Same one?
Same guy.
What'd you get?
8 plus 6.
14 hits.
Good boy.
These guys are not high armor class.
5 plus 7.
You sure it's not 2d8?
Oh, shit, sorry.
6 plus 7 is 13.
13.
Bloody. Next.
Done.
After a mirage is the guy you shot. He doesn't like you at all. He's going to... What is his... When do his people go? Yeah. He's gonna just try and attack you three times. Yeah, attack twice.
Okay.
He's gonna try and attack you twice.
Got it.
With, looks like fangs made out of energy that try and attack you. Wow. That was exceedingly bad. I miss with him.
Good.
He's a bonus action. No, nothing to do with the bonus action. Next, Sal.
Right. You said there was a boss that was...
There's an untouched boss on the left. There is two lieutenants left on the left. One is bloodied, and there's two lieutenants untouched on the right side.
Okay. Suppose I could make it to the boss on the left. I've got a 60-foot movement, so...
No. The doors are hundreds of feet long. So you would need to double move. Now I would let you double move and get one attack in the end, if you'd like a charge.
I don't have that feat.
Is that a feat, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, so you couldn't even do that. You could get halfway and blast him with something. Or you can get, or you can get to the same one that they just absolutely the one that's a half elf. Oh no, the one that's half elf, the lieutenant. Your choice.
Yeah, we'll go for the boss that's at half health, and we'll try and just wipe him down and make the lieutenants, you know, target me.
All right, so you're attacking the right side boss.
Yeah.
Ranged attack? Or are you going to move
close? I'm moving in with the glaive.
The boss is too far. You would he's 120 feet away. So you
She
shot with a bow at 150 foot range. That's what I'm saying. Now you could move halfway and then get close, so you can get next to the other guys, or you can just get close enough that you could attack with range.
Take a shot with the one of my weapons here.
Okay.
So we'll take two shots with the blaster, the radiant blaster, the heavy crossbow equivalent.
Yep. Don't you have a radiant bolt that hits harder now? Like, what's the range on it though?
60 foot.
If you move sixty, you could hit him with that.
Yeah, but I get two shots with.
Fair. Okay.
All right, two shots at D12 plus 4, and two D6.
Makes sense to me.
Okay, they rolled exactly the same. So does a 26 hit?
Yep. And he said it's acid damage or radiant?
Radiant. Okay. Piercing and radiant.
Piercing does not matter. Radiant does not matter. So you're good. All
right.
And it seems to be resistant to fire because they live in the fucking desert.
Makes sense. Okay. So... it's pretty good. 37 damage total.
37 total? Is that two shots?
Yeah.
He's still alive by some stretch of the fucking miracle. You have a bonus action and you have a bonus action left. I assumed you moved as well.
Yes. I moved halfway between them.
Okay.
Bonus action, I'll switch the weapon out to the glaive. Good.
Makes sense to me.
Since they're probably coming up to me.
You're not wrong. This is the right side priest. So, yeah, the right side priests are going to scream, and they're going to hiss something. You don't know what it says. Chris hears heretics. And they're going to do their absolute best to do whatever they can to kill you.
Hmm.
Yeah. those kind of suck. But that's what they got. Okay. They're gonna. It looks like they're going to... do you have any resistance to poison?
Maybe.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, give me a second. I gotta pull up a different sheet here.
I'm just gonna roll both our attacks at once, because...
Yes, they have resistance to poison.
Cool. So you're gonna take you. So part of the damage will take half of. It's force and poison.
So I take half damage from all of it.
Resistance to force.
Force constructs.
That is you specifically. That's one of the very few ones who can get that. So you're taking half damage. Cool. Adding that many. I don't think I hit you anyway.
23.
I'm adding 8. And I didn't hit you once on 4 dice. Okay. That was the two priests on the right. They just missed horrifically. Chimera. You.
Well, I'm gonna... So the one on the right is most
almost dead.
Dead.
He's like...
Hanging on.
And the ones on the left haven't been touched?
One of the...
Lieutenants
has been touched. He's at half health.
Okay.
Doesn't your sister have magic missile?
Yes.
Thought so.
Yes, yes, she does. And it's what, 5, 4?
How many darts are you going to dedicate to the almost dead boss?
Probably 2.
That's what I'd do. 3. I'd dedicate a first level casting to it. Just to guarantee it. Because you have a whole bunch of ones. You're sad.
True. So we'll start with her, the magic
missile. You can never go first, yeah. Your siblings, you can work together.
So first level casting, magic missile.
Do it. Are they all ones? It lives. It had 7 hit points. That's hilarious. I did tell. I was like, so,
You spoke it into existence.
What I'm hearing is I should have done that because one of mine would have done 7 damage minimum.
Yes.
All right.
How did you know?
Yeah.
So.
Then again, my attacks.
It is limping heavily. Blood, reddish purple blood flowing down its arms as it looks. You see, like, it has scales up and down its arms. It has long, like, in there, like, a greenish tan scales. You see that the priests are wearing like robes, but as they move, their lower halves are snake. Everyone here has some kind of snake body of some kind.
All right, so what you gonna do, Art?
So the other boss... How far away is he?
150 feet, maybe?
So I'll move...
130 feet?
Okay, well, I'll move a little bit closer to him, get him to within 120.
Yep.
And then I'll do the Rotham psychic glance on him. The uninjured one.
Cool. I got the 1 hit point one?
Yes. Yes. All
right. I have that.
And you need to make an int save.
Not his best one.
Not bad.
19.
I'm going to choose to succeed. Okay. I'll take half.
Okay.
No one else hit the other guy with the save. Also, I only give them 1 between all of them, so I figured I'd save for the guy with full hit points.
Fair.
10, 20, 28, 14.
He screams out, I hear the whispers. I hear the whispers. But I am too strong. And the slaves seem to echo that. He is too strong. He is too strong. Like, he's obviously been told to do that. They'll be whipped. Next up, anything else you're doing? You have a bonus action? You got your Bardic Inspirations back, so I mentioned it. So
I'm going to give you a Bardic Inspiration.
Okie doke.
Okay, next. me. The guy you just attacked. He thinks turnabout's fair play. Do you have resistance to poison?
I don't believe so.
I don't think you do.
Alright.
Thankfully, so though, he also doesn't have a weakness to it.
That is true, too.
If they were thinking right, they would have comboed with each other, but they got separated in initiative, and it wasn't going to happen. Wow, that sucks. I want to put something on top of that so bad and see if I can make it stay. Yeah.
So I need to make a...
No saves.
No saves.
To hit.
Oh, just a...
I've got a 23, a 28, and a 22.
Oh.
I think I hit you every time.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
All right. So, let's go. I need my D8s. Twelve for the first attack.
Okay.
25 for the second. That was two off max.
Okay.
And 11, 14 for the third. As spectral fangs sink into you, and you see there is a connection between you two now. You don't know what it's going to do, but there's a connection of some sort. Your magical senses can pick up on it. After my pit master, is the priest who's half health, who has a bunch of cats. Are they both cats?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You could have changed to one.
Cats on fire.
Well, yeah.
It's going to try and bite the cats.
Well, that's quite mean. What did they do to you?
Which one hit him harder? Probably Murphy?
Because they're temple cats?
Oh, yeah, they hate them. No, they absolutely go after Murphy. Murphy, I have a 17 and a 16.
A what?
17 and a 16.
Yes.
Okay, hit both?
17, yes. 16, no.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay. So in their D4 and D6. It's poison damage. I don't think it's relevant. He's not resistance. 10, 11, plus 3 is 14. Alright, that was that priest. Then the one who's next to him is going to come over and help his friend and do the same thing. Miss twice.
Sorry.
Okay. Top of the order, Athena.
All right, here we go. I'm doing it again.
Did we ever decide what her claws do special? No.
I don't think you did.
I mean, besides rolling my 20s ungodly often.
There's that.
But that's a Natalie power.
Yeah, that's just Natalie's superpower.
Okay, so...
I don't know if we ever built her claws. No, because you got the...
Yeah, you did.
Well, so, I noticed that acid didn't do anything, so...
It did regular damage.
It did regular. So we're going to go... We're going to do cold then, now.
And then so are you using your elemental arrow again, or are you going to use a disposable arrow?
An elemental.
Because you only have two more of those left.
Three
more? So, okay.
Do again. And then if it's
just
good...
Just four per day now.
Yeah. So if I do it again, and then I notice it's good, I'll keep going with those. And then it's advantage, yes.
And who are you shooting with this?
The boss.
He has one hit point.
Then the lieutenant.
He's also after you, so he will get to go.
Lieutenant.
No, the boss is after you, the one with one hit point.
Yeah, I know.
He will get another turn if you don't stop him on your turn.
Yes, I know. But she has a second shot.
I also have two cats.
Who can't reach him.
That's fine. We'll do advantage.
But with your second shot.
Advantage, right? Yes.
No. You're not invisible.
Can I go invisible?
As a bonus? You need a power trick to try and do it as a bonus action.
Illusion?
Yeah. Total of 20?
Yeah.
That's just enough to give yourself temporary invisibility, yes.
Okay. do that, and then barrage does not count.
If you're willing to hit the slaves, you could...
No, thank you.
...use your conjure
barrage. No, thank you. No, I don't want to do that. Okay.
It's the reason why I'm holding off on a lightning bolt.
Uh-huh.
Move. 11...
After you shoot.
Four, because she's using...
Oh, yeah. You move to keep your invisibility, to make it work.
Okay.
Otherwise, you went invisible and then shot from the same spot.
He's still blocking that spot, yeah.
So that's 7 plus 11 for 18.
Is it the other
18?
Boss?
18? Other boss, yes.
Okay.
18?
Hits.
Okay. And then it is 1d10 plus...
1d6 for your hunter. Oh, you couldn't move hunter's mark.
For a sneak attack.
Yes.
And then 3d6 for elemental.
Yes.
Do you want... I'll choose...
The cold matters.
Okay.
They are vulnerable to cold, yes.
These ones are cold.
Yep. The ones that look blue, yeah.
Okay.
And you roll damage twice and take the better.
Okay.
So that is...
I mean...
It's 11 cold and 12 physical.
Okay.
Sorry. 11, yeah. Roll it again.
It's plus, roll, plus 16. It's plus, I did the plus 10, right?
I know, but I'm just... Like 11 cold, 12 physical.
That's
or 10 cold. Yeah, so 11 and 12 is better. So 11 is 22 and 12 is 34 plus 16. 34. 50? Yeah, she did 50.
Did cold do anything?
Yes, it did double damage.
Beautiful. I will use a cold arrow.
The one of the cheap ones? On the one with one hit point?
Yeah. That's fine.
Just shoot it.
All you have to do is shoot it.
Just hit. Arrow. He's literally limping. Like, don't
just,
miss.
Just hit.
5 plus 12.
Hit 17. He's dead. You guys.
Done too.
He survives.
No. Why did you roll a D8 and not a D10?
It is a D8 for just
a regular arrow.
Yeah, just a regular arrow.
It's a
D10. It's a
D8.
It doesn't.
I thought you said just a cold one of my cold arrows was a D8.
No, you don't need. You're not using a cold arrow. You're just using a regular arrow.
Oh, sorry.
It has one hit point left.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's mine, and then now it's.
Even if
I need to double
sneak,
check to make sure we built her purse thing.
Even if it was sneak or martial, it would still be up a die size from longbow, which is
the sneak is eight. The sneak increases the die size
so
too.
So you
yes,
wrote
rank two.
You
Thank,
wrote,
that's my discount. Thank you.
Paul, you wrote Nick on it.
That's for your claws.
Yeah, I know. For claws.
It means if you're in melee, you get an extra attack for free.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not seeing anything else about it.
I know where both goes. I don't know where they are.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do Ted first.
After this, we'll look into it.
Natural 20.
And who's this for?
It's on Ted, one of the lieutenants.
Yeah, one of the lieutenants having a bad day.
Good, I hope they have a bad day. They have slaves.
So. Is Murphy's. I thought he was D6's first bite.
No, this is Ted.
You attack with Ted first?
Yes!
Yeah, she
like,
did say Ted.
No
Ted.
Shit! So. 14 plus 16 is 30. Plus his bone. He's dead. You killed it.
Ted, what has gotten into you?
He's become a temple cat. Only in temples.
Murphy grumbles. Taking my thunder. There's another priest next to him. For Murphy.
This is Murphy. How dare he? And then I'm like, Murphy, I think cold. You need to do cold. Can he
change?
I can't turn it off. I'm sorry.
You can only change when you call him out.
I was kind of like calling him out. 16 plus 8, I'm assuming, hits.
Yeah.
6. For, that was 13, and then an additional...
The fire's half.
7, halved.
So 13 plus 3 is 16.
Mm-hmm. You're starting to get... This is Ted. I feel like you're starting to get weak there, Murphy. And he says...
I will kill you.
I will eat you.
Alright, my guy's
I will, Sal. I will remember this.
Sal, what you doing?
The two lieutenants, they didn't do anything?
They attacked you four times and missed.
Oh, right, and missed. Right.
Horrifically. My high die was a four.
Got it.
It was really bad.
So we're going to swing on the both of them. We're going to do two on one and, you know, see if that works.
They have a lot of hit points.
Cool.
But they are within reach. You could move to them if you wanted
to. Well, there's a nat 20 on the first roll and then a total of 12 on the second, so.
Yeah.
I'm guessing one hit.
Total of 7, you said?
Total of 12.
Hits.
Okay. So then
they're HP tanks. They have the low hit points was 66 hit points in this fight. It just happened to be that they're piss easy to hit.
Got it. So then we max out the damage for the critical. And we just add everything together. Cool. Alright. There's that.
It's interesting. I didn't know that did that.
What?
Longbows have slow.
Slow.
Yeah.
As their master.
Same.
Yeah. Okay.
Same. That's written on mine too. Can't you see?
Mm-hmm. She's very happy.
52 points all day.
Not dead. Close.
Not happy.
52, you said? 5-2?
Yep. And then the third attack.
You're a melee now, right?
Yes.
You could theoretically kill it. You taking the minus 5 to hit plus 10 to damage?
No. I'm just rolling to damage. 8 plus 9, so 17.
I still want to hit him with the minus. All
right, so 15 total.
Dead.
Got
it, actually, it will bite you as it goes down because it was within 2. It's going to try and bite you. Are you resisting the poison?
Yes.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Next. Together, that would hit.
Yeah, 23, not 5. Yeah. the guy you just killed would have gone just now. Yep. His buddy's going to scream and then...
try and attack.
Yeah. He's going to try and constrict you. It's not going to go well for him. But nothing else has gone well, so he's going to try it anyway. Constrict. Nope, 2 constrict. 21.
Nope.
Okay. He tried. He tried his best.
It happens.
Next. Chimera. Current, just so you're aware of your combatants you have left. Left side has one priest, and
one lieutenant.
Left side has the boss and a priest, and the right side has just a priest,
which is on me.
Correct.
How close is the priest and the boss?
70 feet apart? 50 feet? Okay. 50 feet apart? A lightning bolt. If you moved in line, a lightning bolt will hit them both.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Just watch out for the slaves.
Yeah, as a slave, can I keep...
Because they're far enough back, because they're 10 foot away.
Yeah.
So, you move forward, blast.
Mm-hmm.
I need 2 dex saves, right?
Yes.
The pet master really has to make this, or it's going to be really bad for me. He fucking fails. He's probably dead. The priest is also going to fail. God damn it. My dice are... you know what? As you take your turn, I'm going to put my dice up. I'm going to change dice because mm-hmm. I'm done with these things. I have not hit anybody. This isn't even a joke. I'm actually putting these dice away. You're basic and you're done. Love these dice. They do not love me back. Damn.
Do I need to bless your dice?
Wouldn't help.
You don't think a blessing from Natalie would help?
Maybe.
Well, that's not great, but... Well, that's average, I think.
Did you do 24?
Yes.
Even?
Yes.
That's how many hit points I have, though. So the boss dies, even with his resistance to magic, which fucking sucks.
Save.
I failed everything.
Got it.
With advantage.
Nice.
And then the one priest is now...
actively dying?
No, he's still up. He's still up.
So that was Rachel.
He is bloodied now. Which... this needs to go on the shelf, but I'll take care of it later.
Alright, and then... let's do... let's do a psychic glance on him.
Who?
The lieutenant.
Just shoot him. Mm-hmm. Fine, ball. Oh, it's not... like...
I mean, I could, but...
Well, you just lightning... Oh, no, your sister lightning bolted,
right? My sister lightning bolted.
I'm understanding, like he... Don't waste a resource on these.
All right, then I'll do a vine bolt.
Or thorn bolt. Thorn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thorn bolt.
Because he's used to climb shit. So I guess now Vine would be more appropriate because you guys can all fucking fly. Alright, would you like to officially make it Vine Bolt now instead of Thorn Bolt? You can have it shifted at your level up. That's okay.
Okay. So...
Natalie, I actually put the dice away.
So I gotta roll the hit. Thirteen?
To hit?
Yeah.
Hits.
Okay.
It's a priest, right? Not. The both bosses are dead, so yes.
So
2d12 plus 6, right?
2d10.
2d10 plus 6? Okay, then it's really hard for you to kill it, but you could. I thought it was still d12s for some reason, sorry. 2d10? It's piercing.
Piercing.
Because it's piercing, it knocks it down to die size. Because it's not resisted by anything.
10, 16.
He is still up.
Well, just thinking, need to check something. Ranged. Well, once per round, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, ranged damage base is D8. Okay. No multiplier on there, just had to check.
Yep.
I was like, it didn't sound right.
Well, it's been the other thing for so long that it made sense to check it. Like, we checked it last session.
Alright, that's gonna be me.
She's gonna be here. Okay. Alright, so that's gonna be you. After you is Pitmaster's dead, priest is dead. The last Mohican? No, I got one more priest who's untouched.
That's against me.
This is the one on the left, which is not against you.
The one on the right is on him.
He's gonna start to chant, and the priests are gonna and the slaves are gonna start to scream. Next, Athena.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna shoot him.
The chanter or the
yeah, obviously, because he's hurting them. Paul. Oh no! So I got the bomb arrows, right? They would have an area of effect when in
yeah, that's no. Literally what they're for. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to use that. We will use cold. We will use cold. Am I is invisible?
Is it on the chin? No,
yes.
You're not. Would you like the bonus action to try and go invisible?
Yes.
Or would you like to move your Hunter's Mark for the extra damage?
Hunter's Mark!
Okay. Roll the hit.
Okay.
You should take the minus 5 plus 10 because they have 12 fucking armor class.
Just one?
Yes.
You said minus 5 plus 10?
Because they have 12 armor class, yes.
19, which is a... what? Right? That turns into a natural 20, right?
No, it is not. You have the real ones and twos on damage. You haven't been doing that.
Yeah.
Is it on your
It thing? Says 19s and 20s crit. Oh, sorry.
On the bow. On the bow, specifically. Not the claws.
Yeah.
The claws reroll the ones and twos.
Thank you. Yeah. That was my disconnect. Thank you.
There you go. Okay.
That also answers your question from earlier.
So that's...
We did fix it!
Yeah.
So that...
So, critical hit.
Hold on. So, why did you say shit? I can see you.
Because he's gonna die.
That one is... He's at 26 hit points. I think you kill it.
Yeah.
Hold on. You're using a disposable cold arrow, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cold.
That's 1d8.
Oh.
It's still enough to kill it.
Cold.
Probably.
Cold. Hunter's Mark.
So that's a d6.
So.
And then sneak attack.
Yep.
No.
There's no.
I'm not invisible.
There's no.
Ted or Murphy.
Oh, you're right. They're both on him. Yeah.
Then another d6. Thank you, Mike. So two d6, a d10, and a d8, and the d8 is doubled.
I can't live. You can roll if you want.
I did it. All right. So we got here.
They died.
What's the what am I hoping for?
One. It died. because you crit.
What do you mean he's at one?
He has 26 hit points. You rolled that many dice. I add 18. I see 30 on the dice. 30 without adding anything.
You rolled a crit.
Yeah.
Because you crit, it was going to die.
Great.
If you shot the other guy with that, he still would have almost died. And he's at full health.
Do they stop screaming?
Yes, they do.
Yay!
Now the other one starts chanting and they start screaming again.
Okay.
No joke.
Anyone left?
You have a second arrow.
You have a second arrow.
Oops.
Shoot it back at the other one.
The one that's
do the next one.
Against me.
Are you using another cold arrow?
Yes. Okay.
Those are disposable. They do not come back.
I know. 14 plus... What is that? Minus 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Plus 7?
Yep.
Okay. We do the same thing. Alright. D8, D10.
You don't get your Hunter's Mark because you just moved it. And you don't get the sneak attack.
So yeah. It's a D8 and a D10.
So it's just these two.
Yes.
So 7 for the cold.
So 14.
14. Well, no.
Plus 14 plus 16 is 30 plus 7.
14.
So this is 14 because it's 7 doubled.
I thought you were...
Plus 16, I looked at 16 for the base.
Yeah.
Reroll those because you get to reroll when it's twice the better.
That's better.
Yes, it is. So that's now 16 plus that's 22 plus 16 is 38.
Do I kill it?
No.
Fuck.
It was untouched.
Okay.
After Mirage is... it's now Murphy and them who cannot make it to the priest. They can double moving it next to him, though.
That'll work.
I'll do that.
Sal, you can have Murphy's reaction to do extra damage.
I'll do that.
Sure.
2d6.
It dies. I'm not going to fucking... It's got 28 hit points. I'm not going to worry about it. Can you hit it? Just roll 2d20s, and we'll see if it matters.
Roll 3 because I got 3 attacks.
Sure, just roll those and tell me if you fail all 3 of them.
Lowest one is an 8.
Plus 9?
Plus 9, or plus 4.
Okay.
Plus 4 because if I do the extra damage just to fuck him up.
You still hit. So yeah, they all, it explodes. Alright, so you guys killed the priests. The slaves are now cowering against the wall? Against the door? Absolutely terrified. What do you do?
Of us?
Absolutely shitless. You came in and killed the people who've been enslaving them for generations.
Okay, what about Murphy? What if Murphy approaches?
They're absolutely terrified.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stand up and...
Calm emotions!
Yes.
Give him emotions still?
I believe
so.
Is
it a bird or is it as a spell? Is it as a spell or is it as an ability? The answer could be either. I don't know. But...
Well, the real question, do they speak the language that we have?
He has the ability to make himself understood.
I know, but I'm...
Yes, they are not speaking Sand Tongue.
Ah.
They're speaking what you'll snake, find out is...
Snake Tongue. Snake or Tongue.
Yeah. Of some variety.
Cool.
No, I forgot that one. That got... I did not get the color potion, so it would have to be...
Do you have it as a spell?
I think so. where's mine?
That does not
no.
fit on my list. Nope.
What?
I was just going to see if I could have taken calm emotions. No.
It's not a wizard spell.
It is not.
Could I have calm emotions?
Nope.
Are you a cleric?
No.
Or a bard?
Are you an aberrant sorcerer?
No.
Archfey patron?
No. Well, I guess I am just
Oath of Redemption?
Gonna...
No.
I tried.
I'm sorry, I thought I could ask.
I don't ever punish you for asking.
You know, you could have calm emotions, but only for animals.
It's called calm animal.
Well, it's a power
check. Is that actually a thing?
No, you have to have a power check to do
it. Okay. What if... Wait,
that's
can we...
not gonna help there,
doesn't one of us
do...
have that the helm of understanding people?
He has it on his ring.
Yes.
Okay.
So he can understand them. They're cowering. One of them looks to be in charge and is saying, don't move. Our new masters hopefully will let us live if we don't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what you hear. And they're being very pointed, like, not to move at all. They're, like they're acting like prey. They're, like, okay. You know...
So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try to do. I'm just going to persuade, making myself understood to the leader, and
you have the
is whatever
ability,
is
yeah.
Move. Yeah.
It's the bard ability.
Yeah.
Yes. I know what you know.
You know what you're talking. Yeah.
I know of what you speak. Yes.
I know that you're saying.
So
words,
I'm going to try to get them to. You know, peacefully head out of the temple.
Okay, what if we had Murphy get small? Like the cat size, normal cat size.
They're still terrified. He's a temple cat.
Damn it.
They know what he is.
They know what he is.
He's a bestet, and they know it.
Mm. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do a persuasion.
You do notice the one you're talking to is... He's obviously afraid, but he's very defensive. He's a little bit taller, a little bit more snake scales. Does move to defend his what you realize is probably his family.
Yeah,
or those people he treats as his family at least. So the odds of them being allowed to have their own families are very low.
Oh, but it's persuasion, so it's a. Goes to 10.
At least a 10. That's good. The die roll started on a 3.
Yeah.
Or it's like, man, reliable talent. Man,
it is.
It's a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I definitely enjoy that one.
And
so
if the 7th level rogues get it now, fucking insane. So, what was
24 would be what I ended up with.
So, I'm not... Here's the thing. It isn't opposed, right? It is just a matter of...
I'm just persuading them...
To shift his, so, he steps forward and he says his name is Sezik. S-S-E-Z-I-K.
Oh. There you go. These people are breaking my heart, Paul.
You like snake people?
No, I don't like... I mean, no, but I feel bad that they are scared.
What? They've been enslaved for...
Yes!
For millennia.
Listen, I don't know why you're acting like...
So get them to move out of the temple.
He says, "Who are you?" New masters, who are you? How may we address you?
We are not your new masters. We are but visitors to this realm. I will go, you can call me Chimera.
All hail Chimera! And they in unison they chant it.
Like, of course. Yeah.
Roll me a perception check. Actually, no. Roll me just a raw charisma.
Should we roll perception?
Charisma.
Plus six, I know that.
Yeah, 15.
You actually feel like that. It's almost like a drug.
Yeah.
You're going to gain back one second level spell slot as being worshipped by this many beings that are magically active. Worked. Sorry, you get two spell slots of your choice. So two levels of spell. You can get two first if you want. If you'd like to spend a spell now, like you can feel the energy percolating, you could drop two first level spells right now if you haven't used them.
I will give myself a cure.
Two firsts, because it's better than 1 second.
Yes.
So 48 plus 12.
I wrote it as a joke, but in my notes I wrote Chimera is a new god.
Basically, they've been trained from birth to channel all their powers towards whoever they're worshipping at them, whoever's in charge. So those people were a little stronger than they should have been because they were essentially siphoning off the magic of these slaves.
Yeah.
Essentially, that was them saying, thank you, welcome new master, here's our power.
Okay.
As uncomfortable as it might have made him, or not, it just happened. Yeah, there's 60 plus slaves. I mean, they're huge.
So, yeah, I'm going to have them all exit the temple because we don't want them in here in case...
They say, where would you have us go, my lord?
So where did you come from?
They say the city of sand... two lunar cycles away, into the heart of the sands,
they're talking.
They're pretty far.
2 months away.
60 days of travel away.
These guys move. They're not fighting the sand. They're
snake. Yeah. That gotcha.
Actually, what you'll find is that they turn into smaller snakes. And then they ride on the bigger ones that are in the middle, in the inside. And they, I mean, that's... It would probably be 6 months for them to get back where home is, and then they'd be killed. That's it. Where would you have us go, my lord? And the he's kind of insistent, like, tell us what you want us to do, or we'll,
Yeah, no, just hang on. We're...
Would it be better for them to stay here?
No. Maybe.
The entrance hall?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We're out of the sun... So they won't cook.
Right.
Well, they're cold-blooded, so it doesn't matter. Well,
we don't know that.
That's true.
And even cold-blooded creatures can fly.
Yeah, yes. So...
Could they stay...
No, we're not going to discuss that until we actually have the fourth person back. Fifth person. He went around back of the temple.
He took the special entrance.
Yes. Okay. So, I will tell them that, you going back to where you came from is not going to be possible. I have to confer with somebody before we can figure out what and where you guys will be safe from.
Of course, Chimera.
And they will dutifully line up and not move. Like,
all right,
they're going statue like.
Yeah.
Do you let them? He kind of looks at you and says, "Are we free to move about?"
Yes.
And
yes, just don't cause any more damage.
They go over to one corner and then they just kind of. Like, you see some of them have, like, mining picks and stuff. They leave them right where they were because they don't want to cause any problems. And now there's a massive door.
So I need somebody to go find
Oh, something you'll notice, there are like fountains in this place, and they are working.
Oh, okay.
Ask them if they're thirsty.
They all did gather up around the one of the fountains. The fountains are in the four corners of the room.
Yeah.
The fountains are in the corners of the rooms.
Oh, thank you. Or if they need food, we do have some supplies we can.
It seems like they have bags, like of bags with the food. Because why would it not be the slaves they're being forced to carry the food? You tell them they're free to eat and drink, and they appreciate. Yeah. Thank you, my lord. You're the most generous. Bow, bow, bow.
What did the former masters have on them? Anything of use?
Kind of. You realize it's kind of shitty leather, like leather style armor made with other snakeskin. Could very well have literally been like their skin that they just got like.
Okay.
Reinforced.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
So, somebody needs to go see if Yusuf is still out back.
I will go.
I'm going to send I'll send the drone up that way.
Ooh, Harriet. You
don't have to.
Or Harriet, yeah.
Or Harriet, but I was going to save you the trouble of switching, because that costs a resource. So, we'll send the drone up and circle the building.
Oh, God, keep it's a so lookout dark for over Yusuf. There.
See if we can find where he went in and
see if he's there. Don't go in.
Not go in though. And again, it's a drone. It doesn't have it's not a person.
So how are you gonna get the door open?
We're not. We're gonna let Yusuf deal with that.
Okay. So
he went through a different entrance, is why.
What you were told is that what Chris heard was. The door shut on us. We have to get to the others inside.
Oh.
That was Chris Hurst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that.
That was, and I did say that when you came.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. So let's go examine the door.
Investigation.
Investigation or religion. Investigation, religion, and arcana all have results.
Okay. Arcana is plus 8. Investigation is plus 8. Religion is plus 4. So.
It's investigation from Natalie, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get?
14 plus 11?
11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
My arcana is 7.
Hers, so.
So 14, I'm going to do arcana.
So. Yeah,
same. 20.
14.
The exact 11. Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what? Someone who's doing Arcana? You can help with that as well. So.
You can do double.
If you're proficient. Yeah.
I am proficient.
You could double. 11
is my base plus 8 is my bonus.
Yeah, I'm only plus 7.
So 19.
19.
And what's the religion?
Religion, I don't have that.
I have half proficiency at that. Because I'm...
Then you can't help if you don't have proficiency, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can roll religion, though.
That's it.
Oh, damn, 19.
This thing doesn't hate you. The felt religion. Doesn't hate you. Or whatever cloth it is.
So 19 for a religion.
So we'll start with the investigation. With a 25, this door is...
I can use this for the arcana.
What is it?
My
Bardic Inspiration I didn't get to use.
True.
That's That's a 6 on top of the 19. So 25.
So, oh. Yeah, 25 investigation, 25 arcana, and then 19 religion. I'm still starting with investigation.
Yep.
Investigation, these doors, there is no mechanical way to open them.
Okay.
You found that there are some runes and, like crystalline, you know, like the crystalline magic of this place embedded in the door, but there's no obvious trigger on this side to open it. You see some of it leads to, like, the fountains, but you figure that might just be where how the magic's transferred.
I like to think, just, like, puts both of her hands up and goes, open sesame.
Nothing happens.
oh my god, it opens!
the arcana check will tell you that this door is fucking magic. Like, we're talking...
Really? Big surprise.
Hefty son of a bitch magic on a high temple? Not really that surprising. It is almost to the point where if you looked at it with, like, the tech magic up, bad things would happen.
Go blind.
Do you identify it?
I can if we got a minute.
The investigation alone will take over a minute.
Then yes.
Oh, shoot. I forgot Rachel is still with us.
She should roll all of these things.
Yes.
Just roll three. Roll them in a row.
8, 12, and 14 plus...
The 14 is much better. So that means that a 20... Because she's plus 6 and...
Yeah.
24 now for the religion.
Yeah.
That's much better. That's a better result for you. Because mm-hmm. you broke 20. Mm-hmm. So, arcana and... Plus the identify. Because identify is kind of an arcana. It does both, but I'm going to treat it for arcana for this. There is a magical trigger that you would have to simulate to get it to open. You're not sure what that might be. However, with the religion and looking at, like, the kind of the bar, like the reliefs within the place, you realize that what you need to open it is to pour a gallon of pure water. In like what looks like not like a divot, like is essentially you just use water to open the thing, and it literally is like as long as it's water, not from this temple, it will open it.
So
we got our supply, right?
The easy way to do it would be just use a drip.
Or actually use a drop, because it's 10 gallons for a drip, right?
Drip, yeah.
So a drop is 1 gallon. So it's literally, you almost figure out, it's just big enough for you to go and pop it, and then it's like it's designed to take one of those.
Okay.
For it to take a drop. So, yeah, you guys, you do that, and it goes, that you hear, so the door grinds open, and you realize it's not grinding because it's like it's hanging maybe a 16th of an inch off the ground, but it's the sand that's built up, mm-hmm. And it swings open, and inside you see maybe a half a dozen really big snake things, and
are they all fried?
No.
Yeah.
No, they're, I'm talking like these are... I mean, no, let's say that there's like 3 really big snake things and 1 smaller humanoid with snake features ordering them around. And in the center of the room is a 30-foot across spherical gem that glows with blue light. And as you guys consider what you're going to do with that,
it's time to end.
All right.
Right.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night. So,